I was staying with my friends at Siena, and they drove me to see a group of perceptual figures, almost life-size, that had been newly donated or something, and they had been to see it, and they said, this is where we were coming and looking at. We drove there. I remember it was a freezing day, the world seemed cold, and everything was very grey. And we went to Kolyvar Elster, and we found a place. It was quite late for lunch, but you know, in Italy, it doesn't matter too much, although it was the winter. And it was looking out over the panorama, and so it was with my friends who, with these friends, and Paolo, the eldest son, was driving me there, and we sat there and we looked out at this scene, which was a wintry scene, of course. It wasn't the best way to see it, but it was very, it was very real. It didn't have any touristic looking things because there it was in the winter and it wasn't yet the era of great tourism and so on. And I remember all that, those places so clearly because it all then became very familiar to me. And as I say, I spent a lot of time at my friend's house at Siena.
Did you know a painter named Luciano Guarnieri, Dolores?
He was a lawyer.
He was an artist. And Dolores Guarnieri.
Say the name again.
Guarnieri.
Yes, it rings a bell and I have to think where. Guarnieri.
Well, he worked in Florence.
It rings a bell is all I
you
can
might,
say.
I'm sure. So I don't think I should take any more of your time today, but this is how we will spend, if you're agreeable, our time, and then I will shape it into what I think is, and you will see it, and we'll carry on.
Certainly, it's lovely. I'll enjoy every minute of it, and I'll talk too much, so shut me up when you want.
Oh, no, I would love, but I think that this would be, so when may I come again?
Let me get my book.
I'll get your book for you. Let me get the book.